Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Are the mornings just the most hectic time for you and your family, and you're getting the kids' lunches together, and you're getting their books and homework, making sure everything is in their backpacks, and oops, wait, I didn't even feed you breakfast, and you just abhor the thought of pulling out some sugared cereal or handing them some kind of Pop-Tart and shoving them out the door? Well, we're going to talk about hassle-free, healthy breakfasts with Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a pediatrician and AAP spokesperson. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Let's talk about breakfasts.
Yeah, so most people tell you that's the most important meal of the day, and yet so many people don't eat it. So it is. It is one of the most important meals of the day, and there's a reason for that, that people who eat breakfast, children who eat breakfast, they do better in school. They just function better. They have better concentration and more energy. So eating breakfast isn't just about nutrition. It's about functioning well in school. Even knowing this, though, lots of kids don't eat breakfast. They don't eat breakfast for a myriad of reasons. Either they're rushing off to school so they just don't have the time, or they get up really late because teenagers tend to go to bed late. They need to get up really early, so they want to get those extra 10 minutes to snooze. They feel a little nauseous in the morning, so they say they don't want to eat, or sometimes teenagers think they'll lose weight if they don't eat. So first you want to address why they're not eating breakfast.
Okay, so, you know, with teenagers, as you say, teenagers, different ball game. You know, maybe they want to lose weight. Maybe they just wake up too late. But as a parent, I am going to refuse to let my teenager wake up so late that they don't have time. Now, I happen to be lucky, Dr. Cross. We're self-employed, back and forth. My husband or I is always home to make the kids breakfast before we send them out the door at 7 or 7:15, 7:30. But give us some hassle-free, healthy breakfast that we can send out with our kids and or feed them right then and there, that we say, 5 minutes, sit down and eat this.
Right. So if you have a teenager who thinks that they don't want to eat a breakfast because it's not a healthy meal or because they'll have more calories, you have to tell them that people who eat breakfast are actually healthier and in better shape and usually have a lower weight than people who skip breakfast. So it's totally false to think that if you skip breakfast, you know, you'll end up not eating as many calories. You usually binge later. So you want to address that with your kid. Then you want to say, okay, what type of breakfast do we have time for? Do we have a time for a quick breakfast in the morning? Where we're going to sit down and eat? Do we have time for breakfast in the car? Are my kids walking to school and they need something they can eat and walk with? So you want to think about how your family functions. So if you're going to do a quick breakfast at home, you can do hard-boiled eggs. You can make them the night before. You can just do you can do the full egg. You can just do egg whites. You can do a yogurt parfait where you just have the yogurt out, have the kids scoop it out, have them scoop out some granola, have them scoop out some fresh fruit. That works great, too. Regular cereal, not the sugary cereal, but old-fashioned, you know, Corn Flakes or Special K or Cheerios. Regular cereal with bananas or raisins or a little bit of fruit, that's great in the morning. You want to be using low-fat milk or non-fat milk. Oatmeal, there's instant oatmeal that you can add some milk to. You can add some raisins or some berries to that. Whole wheat waffles are great, cottage cheese and fruit. If you have a nice big pancake breakfast on Sunday, those can be frozen and retoasted on Monday or following days of the week. So if you think ahead with what are we going to have for breakfast tomorrow and you have it basically ready to go in the fridge, it's just taking it out and eating breakfast honestly probably doesn't take between 5 and 10 minutes to eat it. Decent breakfast and you're out the door if you have it ready. You could also reheat dinner. I mean, lots of people like to have breakfast for dinner. Why not have dinner for breakfast? So if you make a quiche the night before, reheat it. It's great for the morning. So you can think that way. If you're going to be eating in the car, you can think about Tupperware, sliced apple with some peanut butter, all things like those Go-Gurts. That's great. Raisins and Cheerios in a baggie with a cup of skim milk. Nuts are great. You can have walnuts, almonds. There's cheese, fruit. You can make smoothies for your kids, which they can walk to school and drink. So there's just so many things once you start to think about it that you can eat on the run and very quickly. It doesn't have to be this big production. I think something you parents often forget, though, is that you would like to have some protein. So kids eat maybe, you know, these sugary cereals. They have a high of energy, and then they crash. You want some protein to make them all, get them to have energy all the way till lunch. And protein are things like, obviously, meat, eggs, yogurt, cheese, milk, nuts, peanut butter. So try to incorporate one of those, some protein in their breakfast.
Wow. I hope that the listeners took a list of what you just went over because it was perfect. Now, as far as like pancakes and things, you know, I hate those pancakes and waffles and things in the box, you know, and there's so much fake stuff in there and there's so much sugar and even a lot of sodium that people don't realize. So I love your idea of making pancakes, which are not difficult, and even adding in some oatmeal, some uncooked oatmeal into the pancake batter the night before. Make your pancakes, put them on a plate, and just have them sitting in the fridge. That's an amazing, use buttermilk in the pancakes. It's an amazing way to get that extra protein and the oats and some good fiber, a good, nice, filling breakfast. As you say, Dr. Cross, fruit, have it cut up, have it ready. You know, and if your child is going to eat peanut butter in the morning, it's always good to have them brush their teeth after, because going to, you know, going to school with the peanut butter breath is never a happy thing for kids. So you want to make sure that you, you know, leave them time to brush their teeth after breakfast, because you also do not want that food to sit on your teeth all day. That's going to subject them to more cavities. So smoothies, what do you like to do in smoothies?
I think yogurt, bananas, sometimes some peanut butter, those are all nice things that sort of bind everything together. And then just a lot of fruit. I think just great fruit. You can get frozen berries, you can get fresh berries. I think when you go to the market, having an idea of what's in season really helps you to get fruit at good prices and fruit that actually tastes good. Lots of things you can get that are frozen, sure, that are coming from very far away, but if you get things that are grown locally, that are in season, you can usually get them for great prices, and they'll taste wonderful. So I think you can grow almost anything. Yeah, and you can freeze it.
Because, you know, kids don't eat fruit once it gets soft. They're like, oh, you know, raspberries or strawberries, blueberries, any of the berries, ick, you know, they don't want to touch them. But if you stick them in the freezer when they're just starting to get that way, then they're frozen fruit. The kids don't know the difference, and chuck them in the blender with Greek yogurt and almond milk, and you're getting that whole nice smoothie. You can throw in really anything.
Yeah. Now, I don't think that you should make a smoothie with too much juice, because, again, that's just a ton of sugar. But the almond milk, that's excellent. And as we're on the topic of this, you are going to get some children who are still going to either eat a very light breakfast or they're just going to skip it. There's going to be those days. So I think having some Ziploc bags ready with some dried fruit, some nuts, you know, granola bars, something that you can, you know, give them and say, look, if you're not going to eat right now, put this in your bag so that you can eat in the hallway between classes. Because when you do have those teenagers who are just going to refuse you, they're going to get hungry around 10 o'clock, and they might not have lunch until 12:30. So you'd like them to have something to keep them going.
What do you think, Dr. Cross, about the big granola debate? Because granola bars come in one of the worst foods for kids to one of the best food. Like Kind bars are so, so good, but they're also quite expensive. Do you advocate making your own granola, buying granola bar, chewy, crunchy? I mean, there's so many different ones.
So I think that what you need to do is look at the labels. For me, I think, you know, if you've got a great recipe for granola and you like to make granola, great. But a lot of times those recipes for granola, they're full of a lot of sugar. And so sometimes you're better off looking at the labels for granola, and you want to look at how much fat is in this granola, how much sugar is in this granola. And then, you know, you want to, when you look at the granola bars, how much protein is in the bar. Some of the bars have a decent amount of protein, so they're almost like a meal. And so you have to realize it's not a snack, it's a meal. If it's having, you know, 270 calories, that's a lot of calories versus like 100 calorie granola bar, you know, a little snack in the middle of the day. So you want to just think about that. But I think that even if granola does have some sugar in it, it's usually not as bad as having like a Snickers or a Milky Way in the middle of the day.
Or a Pop-Tart or one of those kinds of icky foods that kids just sort of love to have, but send them on a glucose and insulin roller coaster ride. So remember, listeners, breakfast, it is an important meal. It is not that difficult to feed a healthy breakfast, a hassle-free breakfast. Again, the secret is preparing. Make those hard-boiled eggs. Get the yogurt ready. Have your granola in a jar right there set out for your kids. Make the pancakes early or waffles. Put them on a plate in the fridge for the night before. Make smoothies. Keep them in the freezer. Make them that morning. It isn't that hard. You just have to think about it in advance. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD and Healthy Children. Stay well.